Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad that you have stopped by the show today. We have an exciting topic we're going to be talking about, but before we start, let's have a few moments of prayer. Gracious Father, we come today with this program, dear Heavenly Father, let it be able to help someone that may be listening, whether on the archives later or that may call in, that need to know what we're going to talk about, how they can be have the promises of God. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this day. In Jesus' name, amen, and thank God. Well, today our topic is, why is it so important to keep our promise? You know, among the most common public ceremony of our lives are weddings. And I'm using that one as an example today. You know, the vows of weddings are breathtaking in beauty and boldness and are intended to be binding. Yet, the vows statistics prove that today even the most serious of human promises are made to be broken. Not so with God. God's promises are anchored in his unchanging character and steadfast love. The Bible is filled with promises upon which the believers can depend. When were our most heartfelt promises sometime falter? You know, the word of God is his promise and never fail. And our tag words we're using today is promises, redeem, Bible, and pledge. And you know, as I went to the scriptures today on this hill, you know, when you think about with so little to depend on in life, what can I count on from God? You can count on his promises. Over in Galatians 3:21 and 29 say, so that the only way to receive God's promise is to believe in Jesus Christ. You know, the center of God's promise has always been the offer of salvation through faith. And you know, the Spirit is God's guarantee that he will give us everything he promised. You know, the Holy Spirit is God's guarantee that his promises are trustworthy. You know, as you think about it, I'm going to prepare a place for you. That's what he said. He will give us everything that he needs. And that we need other words. And, you know, when he say, I'm going to prepare a place for you, if this was not so, I would tell you plainly. You know, Jesus promised an eternal home in heaven for those who trust him. That means you got to trust God. He done gave you his word. He keeps his promise. But do we keep our promise when we tell somebody we're going to do something and we don't do it, we renege? That means we didn't keep our promise, but when God promised you something, he's going to keep his promise. And I asked the Father, and he will give you another comforter who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit. He letting you know. He's leaving you the Holy Spirit. When he got ready to leave, he said he's going to send a comforter to you and a counselor. You know, Jesus promised to be with us forever in the form of the Holy Spirit. That's why it's so important to keep our promise. You know, in 2 Peter 3, 8 through 10, it says, but the day of the Lord will come. And in the word of God, the Bible promised that Jesus will return to judge the world for its deed. That's right. He promised that in his word. Over in Romans 8 and 28, everyone knows Romans 8, and it says, and we know that God calls everything to work together for the good of those who love him and are called by his name. Here, God promised to redeem all the events of our life for our good. If we look to him, that means we got to look to Jesus for everything. He's going to keep his promise. You know, I may say, well, I'm going to do this for you tomorrow in Jesus' name. But tomorrow come, and I'm alive in here, three or four things can come up, and you're going to say, well, they didn't keep their promise. Well, you are to get in touch with that person. Excuse me, and let them know the reason you didn't keep your promise. It's a lot of things come up. We as humans fail to keep our promise. When God make a promise to you, he keeps his promise to us. And Hebrews 6 and 18 say God has given us both his promise and his oath. Promise. Hold on just a minute. Excuse me, started the coughing. They're tickling in my throat this morning. And when I said Hebrews 6 and 18, God has given us both his promise and his oath. These two things are unchangeable. God's promises are completely dependable and trustworthy. Are you dependable today? Are you trustworthy? Excuse me. Are you trustworthy today? Just think about that. This gives us great comfort in the present and assurance for the future. And as I was thinking about that, why is it so important to keep our promise? You know, over in Numbers 30, verses 1 through 2, I jotted down a few notes. A man who make a vow to the Lord or make a pledge under oath must never break it. Let me say that again. Over in Numbers chapter 30, verses 1 through 2. And I'll just give a few synopses. A man who makes a vow to the Lord or make a pledge under oath must never break it. That means when we make a vow to the Lord, we have to keep that vow we made to the Lord. It's not making a vow to me, to your family, or to your friend. But when you make a vow to the Lord, you have to keep that vow. You can't turn back no matter what's going on. If you told God you were going to do something and you don't do it, and you made that promise, that's a vow that you done made to the Lord. You know, keeping a promise is the basic foundation for trust in any relationship. And when you make a vow to God, you breaking that trust with the relationship that you have with him. It's not like having a relationship and telling me you're going to do something, but it's telling God, I put my hand on the Bible, I make a vow, I make a pledge, this is what I'm going to do. And you're going to have to stick with it no matter what. And, you know, over in Matthew 5:33 and 37, it's telling you to strengthen your promise with a vow shows that something is wrong. Jesus said, if you are a person of your word, you shouldn't need to strengthen your promise with a vow. Keeping your promise will establish your reputation as a person of your word. You know, people say, if you don't have a word, you don't have nothing to stand on. So when you tell somebody you're going to do something for them, they're expecting you to keep that word. Unless God call you in, they can understand that. But just to say, well, I forgot, or I didn't mean it. No. That's why it's so important to keep our promise. You know, all of God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ with a resounding yes. You'll find that in 2 Corinthians 1 and 20. All say, for your promise, I tell you the truth. Anyone who believes has eternal life. You'll find that in John 6 and 47. That's keeping a promise. And my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. The Lord is letting you know, I'm going to do this for you. I'm not going to renege on my promise. You'll find that in Philippians 4 and 19. Excuse me. Also, since we have these promises, dear friend, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God. You'll find that in 2 Corinthians 7 and 1. We are still talking about promises. You know, your promise, comfort, and courage hearing them. I can't help but want to be more like you, nurturing in me the purity, the holiness, and the reverence that please God. And you know, and some more, I'm giving you some promises that's in the Word of God. And I am the vine. He letting you know I'm the vine. And we are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. That meaning you keeping your promise. For apart from me, you can do nothing. You'll find it in John 15:5. And it's so true. Without you, I can do nothing. You asking God to keep me connected to you as I bear the fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We are talking about today why it is so important to keep our promises to God. You know, over in Matthew 5:8, the Word of God say, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You know, because of your sacrifice, you have made me pure in heart. Thank you. Lead me and show me. That's what you, your words to God is. And at this time, I'm going to put on a little music so I can get me a little water from this cup. I'll be right back.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to
break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say to
break every. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There is power. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every
I'm not afraid to
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Today we are talking about why is it so important to keep our promise. You know, keeping your promise will establish your reputation as a person of your word. If you all the time don't keep promises, what people going to start calling you a liar? I was going through the scripture. The Bible is filled with promises upon which the believers can depend on. Over 700 promises in the word of God. You know, the Lord himself before you, goes before you and be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. The Lord letting you know, even when life is lonely, when it evokes fear, when I grow discouraged, come closer. Be my shield, my rock, my ever-present help. May I always rely on you, even. That means God is letting you know. You can promise something. You can keep your promise to him because he's going to keep his promise to you. Also in Isaiah 40:8 said, the grass withered, the flowers faded, but the word of our God will stand forever. That's letting you know he's keeping his promise to you. You know, sometimes feel as dry, moss grass still, your words sustain me, your promises give me courage and hope. Draw me deeply into your word. Teach me to love. Here God telling you all these things with his promises. So it's so important to keep your promise to God. He said, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. That's a promise he have given you. You know the burdens that you carry, but God promised you that he's going to be right there to help you carry those burdens. Even in his word, he said, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. That's a promise God have given to you. He said, here's another promise. You forgave the guilty of your people. Yes, you covered all their sin. That's a promise that God give you in his word. You know, you say, my Lord, you forgive because of what you did on your cross, my sins of God. How amazing, still guilt sometimes haunt me. Teach me to trust. God telling you, it's important to keep the promise I have given you. He also said in his word in Psalm 72:12, he will deliver the needy who cries out, the afflicted who have no one to help. That's a promise. He's right there. For the needy that's crying out, for the afflicted that fear they have no help, God is right there with his promise. Over in John 16:33, his promise say, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Here he letting you know, I got it all under control. Just keep the promise. That's all he's asking you to do today. You know, he said, I've seen the first part of your promise come true again and again. Dear Jesus, I have had trouble, but you have overcome the world. Give me courage to face whatever trouble, whatever problem I'm going through today. He's keeping his promise because he's going to bring you through that. But are you keeping your promise today to God? Over in Acts 1:8, I know you're familiar with this. He said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit come on you, and you will be my witness. That's showing you he keeping his promise to you. Are you keeping the promise you made, the vows that you made, the pledge that you made? You say, well, Lord Jesus, your promise to send the Holy Spirit, you promised that by his power. I will witness to others about you, continuing what you begun in me, my Savior, letting you know he's keeping his word. Are you keeping yours? You know, over in Acts 10:43, I'm telling you about some promises that's in the Bible. It's a whole lot of them, but I'm just bringing some to your attention today. All the prophets testified about him, that everyone who believed in him received forgiveness of sin through his name. Jesus, Savior, your name is beautiful. You are mighty to save. All the prophets testified to it. and I've experienced it. Teach me to share this good news. That's what I'm doing today. I'm spreading this good news to you. All of you all that have called in or may listen in on the archive later, I'm just telling you why it is so important to keep our promises to God, because God keeps his promise to each one of us that's listening or may come on later on. If anyone that's listening in would like to call in, feel free. The number to call in is 646-716-4389. That's the call-in number. If you would like to hit one on your keypad, I will surely bring you in. You know, this is one major promise that God keeps to you, and you all know this one, Isaiah 54:17. It says, no weapon forged against you will prevail or prosper. You will refute every tongue that curses you. You know, sometimes, Lord, the words of others to me about me hurt me, deepening my confidence in your love. No matter what others say or do, deepen my trust that you are there. You are standing right there in proxy for me. You got my back, front door, back door, side to side. But are you keeping his promise when he told you he's going to fight that battle for you? Don't worry about the enemies. 1 Samuel 1:11 said, and God expect us in regards to promise. And she made this vow. Here over in 1 Samuel. Proverbs 20:25 said, it is dangerous to make a rash promise to God before counting the cost. Count the cost, you all, before you make a promise and a vow to God. Because God expect us to keep our promise. You know, other people may expect us to let it go, forget it, but God expect us to keep our promise to him. Don't we want God to keep his promise to us? Well, just that go hand in hand. God wants you to keep his promise. You know, not one word has failed of all the good promises he have given through his servant Moses. You'll find that in 1 Kings 8:56. You know, your promises are good, God, very good. You have never failed to keep them, God, and you never will. You are saying, teach me to notice your faithful love and to trust more. Promise God give to you. And as we come in winding down on our show today, remember I'm talking about why it is so important to keep our promise. Our tag words today throughout, I've been mentioning it to you, is our promise, being redeemed, coming from the Bible, and pledge and vow. You know, you have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasure at your right hand, Psalm 16:11. I'm just giving you some of the promises God have given you in the world. And one of the main ones, Hebrews 13:5, he says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. How many times have you left God? He have never left. He have never forsaken us. You know, you got to remain faithful. How precious your presence in my life, God. How I treasure knowing you are here. Teach me to share your faithful love. And on my last one for the day, now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in every way. The Lord be with you all. That's a promise he had given to you. You know, he said, give ear and come to me. Hear me that your soul may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you. My faithful love. He's telling you about the promises that he have given to each and every one of us. And this one say, the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and guard you for the evil one. That's a promise God have made to you. He's faithful. He give you strength and he protect you as he promised. Pray for myself, but also for others, my family, my pastor, the other leaders of my church. That's a promise. And the last one, I will be merciful toward the iniquity, and I will remember their sins no more. why it is so important to keep our promise. Look at all the promises I have given you today that God have kept for us. Do you remember or do you know the promises that you have given and kept for God? He remember every vow that you have made. He remember every pledge that you have given. So today, be merciful toward that iniquity, because God is a good God. He's a merciful God. So that's our broadcast for today, why it is so important to keep our promise. Your word is your bond. Keep the promises you make to God. Don't renege. And until next week, we want you to be blessed. We will end it with a prayer. Gracious Father, we thank you for always keeping your promise to us, the Heavenly Father. Let us not renege on the promise and the vows and the pledge that we have made to you, the Heavenly Father. Everyone that's listening to this broadcast, whether in the archives, whether on Facebook, let us keep your promise, because you always keep your promise to us. Be blessed. Have a wonderful week. Hope to see you all next week. Bye-bye.